This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM Birmingham and 91.5 WSGN Gadsden. I'm Andrew Yeager. If you remember the original Winnie the Pooh stories by A.A. Milne, there's a scene where Pooh, Piglet, and Rabbit are lost in the woods. As they walk, they keep coming upon the same sandpit. Pooh thinks the sandpit is following them, but readers can decipher they're really just going around in circles. Well, as Jefferson County tries to find its way out of the woods of bankruptcy, we may be coming full circle to a sandpit we've seen before. Here to explain the situation is AL.com and Birmingham News columnist John Archibald. He joins us most Thursdays. And John, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
Now, I've laid out perhaps an odd analogy there, but, you know, help us unpack it. You know, explain to us what Jefferson County commissioners decided this week regarding sewer rates.
Well, I may just be the Eeyore in this scenario, by the way. But, you know, ultimately what it's going to mean for the average residential sewer customer is an increase in sewer rates initially of 13% figure, and it's just sort of an escalation in the increase in sewer rates that we had been led to believe up to this point.
So it's more than what we thought was going to come our
way. More than what we thought.
Well, you know, while the commission is taking this action this week, you're thinking back to a guy named Bill Slaughter. You know, just who is Bill Slaughter?
Well, Bill Slaughter was, for a while, they're sort of public enemy number one in Jefferson County because he was the lawyer that for years and years was paid millions of dollars by Jefferson County Commission to help kind of lead them in the direction financially and to watch over them. And when it all came tumbling down amid, he was proposing wild sewer rate increases and those sorts of things. And it just started to look yesterday a lot like it, or this week, a lot like it did back then.
And so he was proposing these high sewer rates. Do you really think what was proposed this week? I mean, this is the same thing that Bill Slaughter was saying?
No, not so much Bill Slaughter. When you look back at Bill Slaughter, you say, you know, even as wildly expensive and as secretive as he could be, he was less expensive and perhaps less secretive than what we see today. Now, as far as the plans being proposed, there were plans proposed before the bankruptcy that were not Bill Slaughter plans that are looking a lot like the same plans we've gotten after bankruptcy.
Well, you write that you owe Bill Slaughter an apology. Explain what you mean by that.
Well, I mean, it's basically that he's cheaper and less secretive than the expense. I mean, we spent $15 million, maybe $30 million, up to 30, or about to spend up to $30 million on lawyers since the bankruptcy. And at the same time, there was a plan. It was not a Slaughter plan proposed right before the bankruptcy that looks so much like, in some ways. I mean, we have escalating debt service. We have it would have cut $1 billion off of the bottom line. I mean, we end up in a similar place to where we are right now.
Well, we seem to be coming around to the same sandpit, as it were. But you write critically that, you know, we haven't learned our lesson. We pray for a better outcome. But for customers, you know, what else could have come out of this financial mess? I mean, we knew sewer rates were going to rise. A lot of money was going to be spent.
Yeah, you'd be an idiot not to think that sewer rates would rise. But the bottom line is, I mean, and the question is, if you really start to look, if we had been less secretive all along and less reliant on these really, really, really expensive lawyers, at least three of which are making more than $1,000 an hour, you have to start wondering, maybe we would have been more likely to settle and not have to go this route at all.
Well, we don't talk much about sports here on WBHM, so you could be forgiven if you missed the circus that is SEC Media Days. The annual cavalcade of all things SEC football took place last week in Hoover. It used to be in Birmingham, and I guess first, John, you know, kind of explain this tension that we have between these two cities on this event.
You can trace that back to the Barons and many other things. I mean, there's a competitive thing there, and of course, Hoover's been proud of having the SEC Media Days. They also do some SEC baseball, that sort of thing. But of course, Birmingham just built a new facility downtown, new hotel, and would like to get some of that back. I mean, and we're smarting from a lot of losses, and so there's always some natural tension there.
Now you question whether Hoover can hold on to this event. Why is that?
Well, first of all, the SEC has not come out and said that they're coming back, and what I understand is that, you know, they're looking. Well, first of all, the SEC network begins this coming year, and that's in Charlotte. And when you have that much TV involvement, they need meeting rooms, a lot of meeting rooms, and it's unclear. Actually, it's pretty clear that neither Hoover nor Birmingham have all of that necessary market space.
Yeah, well, how big of a loss would it be for Birmingham, for Hoover, for the region, should SEC Media Days move to Charlotte?
It's not like having, you know, a Super Bowl or a SEC championship, because it doesn't bring that many people in, but it has really more reach and impact in terms of news stories and, you know, impressions going out than virtually anything. I mean, the media from all over the place come, they're talking about this in Alaska for whatever reason, and hundreds, thousands of stories out of the region each week, and it brings a lot of people in. It's a significant impact.
Well, just briefly, you know, convention business, sports business, it's competitive. But what should our expectations be, given we're, you know, just a mid-sized American city? We're not in Charlotte. We're not in Atlanta. What's reasonable?
Well, I think what's really vital here is that we sort of built the SEC headquarters right there by the Civic Center. The city was really responsible for that. And we have built two government-subsidized hotels around it and a so-called publicly funded entertainment, quote, district to sort of bring those through. If we're going to spend that many millions of dollars on it, we want to be able to get the things we want.
Thanks, John.
Thank you.